Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Here's a former Yankee that used to take the field long before I came along and started watching games. He's a 2-time champion. Joining us right now, Mr. Roy White.
Hey, great to be with you, Keith.
There he is. What's up, Roy? How you feeling?
All right. I'm feeling pretty good, man.
So I'm having you on because I have the honor of hosting the event we're doing this week. And first off, I was telling one of my boys about it. I'm like, man, I've always wanted to host one of these events, like put on a suit, get on stage, get the microphone. So it's an honor that you guys chose me. It's this Thursday, the first annual New York Legends Gala honoring Thurman Munson. All the proceeds will go to the Thurman Munson Scholarship Fund and the Roy White Foundation. I'll let you tell people what they can expect. It's hellopf.org to get tickets. And we're obviously going to be eating, drinking, and having a good time.
No doubt about it. I'm really looking forward to it. Get to hook up with some of my teammates, Greg Nettles, Bucky Dent, and Goose Gossage. So should be a great night and a lot of fun and for a good cause.
Yeah, there's going to be a silent and live auction with Yankees memorabilia and items. I always love seeing the collectors that come out and some of the different items from the past and what they're worth. And the silent auction is going to go on from 6:30 to 9:30. There's going to be a Q&A. There's going to be storytelling. I love to get to hear you guys talk about what it was like. And, you know, that's what I want to ask you about before we bring in a couple callers that want to talk to you. You know, I was speaking about the Yankees and their quest for the next World Series in 28. And, you know, I literally said that they are living off the backs of the guys that came before them and stacked those championships up. Experience plays. You know, for you guys going back to back, what were the conversations like, the preparation like, you know, because you had been there before, because you did it. Was there almost just like a knowing feeling, a confident feeling of like, yeah, we're going to run it back. We're going to do this again.
Yeah, that's the kind of team we had. We went 3 straight years to the World Series, you know, even though we didn't win in 76, we were in there. So 76, 77, and 78. It was just a great group of guys that knew how to play winning baseball. We played an all-around game. We had a little bit of power, but we had guys that could run, and we had pitching, and we had defense. So it was a great experience, and I didn't realize how good we are until after I retired. When I thought back on it, I said, gee, man, we were a pretty darn good club. It was a great club, really.
Yeah, it's a group that gets talked about a lot. There's been a book written about you guys. I reference it a lot. And you guys were champions. And what's great is you guys are still around the stadium. That's how I was able to see you. I told a story about running into you outside the stadium. I just think you're modest. I think you're humble. You're a quiet guy, but you're a guy that, you know, everybody respects. And, you know, talk about the Yankees and being around the stadium and being involved with the Yankees still and still coming to the Bronx in modern day times.
No, it's great. Anytime I get to come out and make an appearance at the stadium, up in one of the suites, where you have a group up there of Yankee fans, and I enjoy having a chance to converse with them and tell them about some of the experiences that I had when I came up with the Yankees. And my history is pretty long, so I can go all the way back to Mickey Mantle and Whitey Ford, you know, when I first came up with the Yankees, and talk about those guys, and then talk about guys like Thurman, Reggie Jackson, Bucky, and Greg, and Goose, and guys like that, Mickey Rivers, that came up later.
Yeah, you've got a ton of baseball knowledge about the game and the history as well, and I can't wait to break bread with you. Again, it's hellopif.org, hellopif.org. You can get tickets. The tickets have been dropped down for this last week because this is going on in 2 days, Thursday, in Garfield, New Jersey, at the Venetian. It'll be myself on stage with Roy White, with Craig Nettles, with Bucky Dent, Goose Gossage, and some other special guests. And I can't wait to see everybody. We really hope people come out.
No, I hope so, too. So I said it's a great cause for Thurman's Foundation. And my foundation, we're taking up a little part of it. And my foundation, we give financial assistance to kids that want to go to college. So we've done that for the last, I guess, 15 years that we've been active as a foundation. And now we're also going to donate to research on autism, since my grandson is on the spectrum of autism. So I want to get back to that organization also.
Yeah, raising money for great causes, the Thurman Munson Scholarship Fund and the Roy White Foundation. HelloPF.org to get tickets to join us this Thursday. Okay, now, I promised some people that they'd get a chance to speak with you. I'm sure they can't wait. Doug has been waiting. Let's go to Doug and Yardley. What's up, man? You're on the Fan.
Hi. Really appreciate this chance. Roy, I saw you play in the 60s in left field and followed your career. Really great Yankee. And I got two events I would like to ask you about. The first one,
sure.
I understand that it was your bat that Bucky Dent hit the home run with. and that bat, I heard, is in the Hall of Fame. Can you tell us how that happened?
Sure. During batting practice for that playoff game up in Fenway, Bucky had been struggling a little bit, had been in a slump. And he used a bat called an R-161, and it was 35 inches long and probably around 33 or 34 ounces, you know, and he choked up a lot on that bat. And I happened to have an order of the same model, R-161, that was only 34 inches in length and 32 ounces. So in batting practice, I said, hey, Bucky, why don't you try this one? I had given him the Mickey Rivers, because I didn't like the order. I didn't like the way the bat felt. You know, I didn't hit very good with it. And Mickey Rivers liked it, so I had gave him that whole order. I said, Bucky, hey, why don't you try this bat right here? It's the same model, but it's shorter and a little bit lighter. He says, all right, I'll try it. You know, and he hit with it in batting practice. He says, yeah, it feels good. I'll try it. So when that moment came up and he fouled the ball off his ankle and he was in the on-deck circle, Mickey Rivers noticed that he was using the one that had a chip in the knob. There was a little crack, like a chip in the knob of the bat. And he says, hey, why are you using that one? He says, well, I didn't want to use your gamer, because, you know, we have bats for the game and bats that we just use for BP, batting practice. And so he gave him that bat, and he ended up hitting a home run. So that bat, the name on that bat was Roy White. You know, it wasn't Mickey Rivers. So during the winters, for a few years, they kept saying Mickey Rivers bat, Mickey Rivers bat. Pretty soon, I thought maybe it was Mickey Rivers bat. So I'm in Cooperstown several years later, and some fans came by, and I said, hey, when you get down to the Hall of Fame, that bat that Bucky didn't hit the home run is supposed to be there. Go up there and tell me what name is on the bat. So the guy leaves, and a couple hours later, he comes back, and he says, the bat's not there. It's on tour. the Hall of Fame takes stuff out and they put it on a tour. But one of the curators said when it comes back that he would email me. So I gave him my email, and about a couple of months later, I got an email and it says, your name was on the bat. So that's the story.
Wow. That's great. And if I may, I got one more question. I like sure. to tell people that I was at the last game that fans went on the field, and it was the ALCS walk-off home run by Chris Chambliss.
Right.
I think it was the last game that people went on the field, but
right.
you were there. What was that like?
That was kind of pandemonium. It was really crazy. You know, when he hit the home run after the ball went out, then we started to rush out of the dugout, you know, to greet him at home plate. I only made it about four strides, and I was surrounded by people, some fans that picked me up and had lifted me up. And it was kind of a scary feeling, you know, when all of a sudden that happened. So I said, oh, man, I got to get down from here and get the hell out of here. So as soon as they put me down, I made a U-turn and headed for the dugout. I was close enough where I was able to get out and get through the tunnel before all the rest of the stuff happened. So it was really crazy. I never seen anything like that. It was pretty amazing. And later, you know, Chris came in and they brought him out like a half hour later to touch home plate, where home plate used to be, because there was no home plate. The fans had taken it.
Thanks for the call, Doug. Now we're getting a bunch of calls, and I'm not going to keep you all night, Roy, but these people want to talk to you. They're waiting. Richie is in Queens. Go for it, Richie.
Sure.
Hey, Roy, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Roy, you're one of the classiest players ever. I want to preface it. I was a San Francisco Giant fan, so obviously when they moved, I couldn't check them out, not like you do today. But watching you come up in 65 and – you know, I remember, Roy, that you hit your 300. You had 300 doubles on the nose. And I think 70 might have been your best year with 94 ribbies. But you were just an epitome of class. I met you once at a book signing in the early 80s. I forget where it was. But everything I thought you were on the field and you professed to be, you were it when I met you in person. And, you know, 15 years with the team, which you don't see anymore. People move left and right. Consistent hitter, 270 hitter. I think you had over 200 stolen bases. You played that left field as good as it could play. And, you know, I really appreciate the game, and I've been a fan for almost 60 years. And, yes, I root for my team, but I also root for good people. And I guess you're probably 3 years older than me, so I don't want to give you your age, but it's got to be an 8-0 in there somewhere, right?
You're right, 8-0 on the button.
All right, because you sound great. You know, I call Keith, and I know Keith is into the history of it, and sometimes I think he wishes, I know he does, that he could see some of this stuff, but he's so up on this
yes.
stuff. And and the history of the game is people like you. So, you know, and you were just a great guy to watch. And I just want to tell you that as much as I was, and my whole family's Yankee fans, and my mom, who's 98, yeah, who's
wow.
still watching every game. I told that story to Keith on more than one occasion. And she always remembers you as being one of her favorite players. So, mm-hmm. And I'm not just saying that to blow smoke.
That's great.
It's a fact. But anyway, did you feel the one question I got, Roy, at the end? And again, I know it's a touchy subject. I just thought you were treated a little unfairly. At the end, I thought that you should have been more involved. Am I wrong in saying that? Or did you feel like you could have contributed more or you should have contributed more? Is that a fair question?
No, that's a fair question. I have a book out and I cover that point. And I said I was a little bitter those last couple of seasons with the Yankees, 78-79. Well, 78, I didn't play as much in the first half, but I ended up playing like the whole second half. And had a great second half and got back into the World Series against the Dodgers. I'm from Los Angeles, from Compton, actually, but the Los Angeles area. And I was very disappointed in the 77 that I didn't start one game in the 77 series. And so in the 78, I started every game and had a chance to play before my family. So I had a little redemption. But then to come back in 79, and I ended up with only like 270 at-bats that year. So So I was bitter about that. I thought I had a lot of baseball left in me. And I was kind of mad at Billy for that. But I put that all past me. I'm not angry at him anymore. You know, it's not good to carry around, you know, that kind of feeling. So, I feel like I shortchanged then. And the only thing I think about is that, hey, if I would have had the amount of at-bats those last two seasons, I would have had over 2,000 hits. I ended up like 120 hits short of 2,000 hits for my career. And I would have liked to have had that. And I went to Japan for 80, 81, and 82, and I think I picked up another 300 hits over there. So I feel like I would have had 2,000 hits if I would have had that opportunity back with the Yankees. But I'm glad I was a lifetime Yankee, and that's the thing I'm most proud of. It, very few guys can say that they played their whole career with one team, especially the New York Yankees.
Roy, you're the man. You got a lot of love out here. Richie, thanks for the call. Two more quickly. Let's go to John in Garden City on the Fan.
Hi, Roy White. I'm 55. When I see number six, I think of you. I know there was somebody who managed later who got his number on the wall, but you're the number six as a kid that I always thought of. But here's my question for you.
Sure.
When I was a little boy in Little League, I don't think they even do this anymore, but Stick Michael came out after 78 and talked to us. And what he said, one thing I remember was he said, if you boys and girls play outfield, watch Roy White. He's always in the perfect position. He's a textbook player. And I know from being a lifelong Yankee fan, left field is the biggest field. It's probably tough in the sun. So, number one, how did you always... You didn't have computers back then. How did you always know how to get in position? And number two, when you look at outfielders today, defensively, who stands out to you? Who do you think is the better defensive outfielders out there?
Good question. It was just a lot of practice, you know, getting used to playing left field. You know, during batting practice, I would take like 15, 20 minutes and I would try to catch every ball that was hit to left field. You know, if it was going into the stands, I would try to jump and make the catch. And I think in doing that and having that experience, that helped me. And in those days, we didn't have all the, you know, computer where to play the players. I just knew where guys hit the ball. Because in those years, most of the teams had the same guys every season. It wasn't as much turnover as you have in the major leagues right now. You know, so I knew where Carew was going to hit the ball, where Tony Oliva, where to play him, and Killebrew and stuff like that. So that's how I learned how to play that position, really. And getting switched to the outfield, I had a lot of I had help from Tommy Tresh, and Joe DiMaggio was an outfield coach back when I was a rookie, and they used to give me tips on, you know, on playing the outfield and stuff like that. But Tommy Tresh probably helped me the most. Because I came up as a second baseman, I'd never played an inning, you know, in the outfield coming up through the minor leagues. So I think that's what helped me the most.
Incredible. Like, this is what we're going to be doing on Thursday. It's real life. Roy White telling you stories where talking about Joe DiMaggio. Like, to me as a younger guy looking at these Yankees and my era, I appreciate it and I appreciate you so much, Roy. Let's take one more call from Greg in Manasquan. Go for it, Greg.
Mr. White, how are you?
I'm doing great.
I never got a chance to talk to you, but I watched you, of course, in the 70s, and you're the epitome of class. You were a great, great ball player, and I don't think you got your just desserts just as far as recognition, even until now. And, you know, I always say, everybody thinks these 90s teams, you know, I'm almost 60, so everybody's like, oh, the 90 teams. Let me tell you, Roy, right? You could put that 77, 78 team against anybody, and you would have beat them. You would have beat them.
Yeah, I think we matched up well. I've heard that a few times. I said, we had Reggie with Lou Piniella, Mickey Rivers. Myself, Wally Randolph, Greg Nettles, Bucky.
Chris, you want to beat that
first and Thurman behind the plate, and we had Ron Guidry.
But I just wanted to say thank you for just, you know, what you did as a ball player and what you are as a person. You could even hear it now. You're very distinguished. And I just want to say thank you.
Oh, great. I enjoy talking to the fans. I enjoy talking with you guys. It's a lot of fun for me.
Greg, thanks for the call. Roy, thanks for joining us tonight. Again, we're going to be doing more of this storytelling and just living in the Yankees of old and the Yankees of today and raising money for charity and two good causes, the Thurman Munson Scholarship Fund and the Roy White Foundation. This is going down Thursday, September 19th at the Venetian in Garfield, New Jersey. To get tickets, go to hellopif.org, hellopif.org. Past hors d'oeuvres, open bar, carving station, silent auction, and we'll just be putting on the Ritz. Roy, thanks for joining us tonight. You're the man.
All right, man. That sounds great. I can't wait, man. Don't let Goose get the mic too much now. Watch out.
I know. I've already been warned. I'll see you on Thursday. Thanks for joining
us. Okay, man. See you there.
888-808-1019. The Mets are rolling 5-1 in Citi Field after Francisco Alvarez hits one out to left field. I mean, if you're a baseball fan, if you're a Yankee fan and you just heard that, like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, we obsess over the modern day Yankees, these current Yankees. You heard me vamping about, you know, going to games and the games that I've seen. I think about how much I haven't seen, what I didn't live through, what was before me that, like I said, you can't Google it. You can't look it up. But I appreciate it so much to have someone like Roy White. And a lot of these guys I've been connected with through being a Yankee fan on the fan. Like, I can't even articulate, like, how powerful this radio station is and the amount of nights that I've just put my energy, my soul, my passion into this and what it's turned into, the amount of former Yankees and people connected to these former Yankees that have reached out to me to say, hey, we like your show, we like what you do. Come to this event, and I've been invited to a lot of these events, but now I get to host one. So I'm super excited to put on my suit and have the microphone and do my thing. I hope to see you guys. Again, it's hellopif.org. It's the first annual New York Legends Gala honoring Thurman.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Munson at the Venetian in Garfield, New Jersey. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.